Joining us, a man who has thrown his hat in the ring to be our next Secretary of State, Jesse James Mullen.
John, Robin, thank you for having me on. I'm excited to be here today.
Yeah, you came up all the way from Deer Lodge, huh?
I did. We're here to launch off our Planes, Trains, Automobiles tour with an event tonight, 5 o'clock at Montana Brewing. And then tomorrow morning, we're hopping on the Amtrak across the High Line with a whistle-stop tour to be followed by a date in Sydney to meet with more Montanans. And we're going to hop on Cape Air and fly over to Billings, meet with the Big Sky 55 Plus crew, and have another event over there. That's Thursday. And then we'll drive on home to Deer Lodge.
Okay, it sounds like you're organized.
Yeah, for sure. It sure does. Jesse, talk with us a little bit about brought you to the decision to run for Secretary of State.
Sure. Well, I'm a newspaper man. I grew up on the editorial side of the business, reporting on local government and what happens within our county, city, municipalities, as a reporter. You know, I take that role of the Fourth Estate pretty seriously, as I'm sure you know as journalists yourselves. During the 2020 election, we had a number of issues, and I was at a county commission meeting, and a group of six or seven men were dressed as Revolutionary War soldiers, and they were screaming and shouting at our county commissioners and our county clerk and recorder, and you know, who are locals. They do quite a bit of good work for the community.
Yeah.
And that was resultant of misinformation that had come out of our Secretary of State's office. And as somebody who had spent their career holding public officials accountable, that really rubbed me the wrong way.
Yeah. So what improvements would you like to see in the Secretary of State's office?
I'd like to see a return of accountability to our executive offices. We don't have a lot of mass media left in Montana, so we need to put people into that office who will hold themselves accountable and understand what accountability actually means. I'm also a businessman, and I own 9 newspapers here in Montana, 21 in total across the Rocky Mountain West, and I would like to see a better working business services department, something run by somebody with actual business experience to accommodate the business community of this state, so they don't have to worry about spending an entire day online just to file paperwork or calling in. It should be something that should be relatively easy. I mean, a good Secretary of State is one that you don't have to worry about.
It seems like the current Secretary of State has done a pretty good job about streamlining things. It seems like she's done a good job of getting things involved online. The annual business registration is now free, and it's a piece of cake. It used to cost us $20.
Well, and part of the reason it's free this year is because for about 3 years prior, they were double and triple charging Montana businesses, and they lost a class action lawsuit because they were refusing to automatically refund those filing fees.
Oh, okay.
Now the others, they...
Oh, that's why I got my free
story
this year.
Yeah.
Wow, I wonder... all right. I thought maybe it was just some of that leftover money from the ARPA funds that didn't get spent.
Yeah. No, and you know, I think it is the least they could do.
Well, now the Secretary of State's office, because of the way it's set up, pretty much operates on its own without any other state funding.
It does, but it, you know, this is still public money. These are coming from Montana businesses that pay their fees. That's businesses and like yours here, mine in Deer Lodge, and the Golden Triangle. We pay these fees to the state, and that is tax revenue coming from the public.
And with this juggernaut we seem to have here in Montana with the Republican Party, you running as a Democrat, you're already running uphill before you even start.
Yeah, well, and I grew up in a small town. I've always been out here in the Rocky Mountain West. You don't get to grow up as a Democrat in a small, rural, western town and not be able to get along with Republicans. You'd have no friends if you didn't otherwise.
I think a Montana Democrat is we'd probably call him a rhino in places like New York and Chicago and L.A.
Oh, yeah, where they call them dinos.
But nonetheless, I mean, I think that that Montana Democrats are probably a little more libertarian than in most places.
Well, I think in some cases here in Montana, the most liberal person in the state, you drop them in a place like Port Townsend, Washington, they'll probably be the most conservative person in town.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Okay. So we really weren't prepared for you this morning. I'm thrilled that you stopped by, and please feel free to stop by anytime.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you getting me on. You're a couple of real pros.
But if you guys could, I'm just going to let you have a little free form of consciousness here and talk about what you'd like to see happen in the Secretary of State's office if you get elected?
Well, again, I return to that accountability. I would like to see a Secretary of State's office that doesn't have to be sued to do its job. What we're looking at today is a letter from our state legislature talking about the return of Senate Bill 442, the marijuana funding bill.
Right.
And we are facing a potential constitutional crisis in our state because we have a Secretary of State who refused to perform her constitutional duty of returning a vetoed bill to the legislature.
Now, this is something that the Supreme Court has ordered her to do by today.
Yes, and yesterday the court received a number of letters from our state Senate, Ellsworth, the Senate president, mm-hmm. saying that they will not vote on that, even if it is given to them, because they view that as a breach of separation of powers. And, and so that puts our Senate and House in a terrible position of voting against a bill that was passed overwhelmingly by partisan manner.
48-1
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. And they're put in a position of possibly having to vote against something that there's an enormous amount of approval for because they don't want to create a constitutional problem.
Jesse, I wish we had more time to talk with you. Come back and share more of what you're learning as you tour the state and you talk to people that that would vote for you. And I want to hear more feedback.
Well, thank you very much, and I hope I get to see some of your audience tonight at 5 o'clock at Montana Brewing. And my website is jessejamesmullen.com.
Okay, it's Montana Brewing.
Yes.
Where's that? I mean,
Whitefish.
Oh, okay. All right. I don't recognize the name. That's why I'm confused here. Is it Montana Trader? Montana Traders? Is that what it is?
We'll have to talk to the schedulers about that.
Just want to make sure so we don't send people to the wrong place. Yeah. All right, we'll get to the bottom of that and let people know. All right.